If you're beautiful, smart, and you have good intentions when dating, but you still find yourself in situationships or relationships with people that simply don't respect you, they simply don't give you the care and attention that you feel like you deserve, then this is the big sister advice that I would tell my best friend. These are the lessons that I had to learn the hard way. But good thing I'm a quick learner, and because of that, I'm happily married now. So I can confirm that this mindset is the mindset that gets you in a relationship with someone who provides for you, protects you, is loyal to you, and gives you all of that respect and care that you give to them. The first thing that you have to understand is that you should not be dating anyone unless they are making your life so much better. The sole purpose for being in a relationship with a man is for him to worship the ground that you walk on. If he does not cherish you, if he is not obsessed with you, if you are not his dream woman, there's literally no point to dating him, because all it's going to do is put you in a situation where you're basically going to have to beg someone to treat you with respect, and you're going to constantly be questioning whether you're good enough and questioning whether they're being loyal to you or whether they really like you or whether they're ever going to commit to you. Being okay with being alone is actually the key to a happy life. Because if you're constantly looking for validation from others and you're not able to select the right men, then you're gonna be put in negative situations and you're gonna have negative patterns repeating over and over again in your relationships. You also need to stop allowing men to decide how the relationship is going to go. I have so many clients that come to me that are coming from such a disempowered place where they're basically asking the man to commit to them. They're requesting their preferences instead of commanding it. And a lot of women will ask me, well, how do you make him commit to you? How do you have higher standards? How do you make men give you the princess treatment? You don't have to make anybody do anything. All you have to do is not accept anything less than what you want. So before, when I was dating from a disempowered place, I would go into relationships and I would see the potential. I would hope that eventually they would commit to me and give me what I wanted in the relationship. But those relationships never ended out right because he was able to decide how the relationship went. I was just along for the ride and hoping and praying that he would change courses and go in the direction that I wanted to go in. But when I remembered who I was and I remembered my power as a woman and I stopped caring about being single or not being single, and I just decided that I'm either going to be in the best relationship with someone who's obsessed with me, or I'm not going to be in a relationship at all and I'm just going to live my life and do whatever I want to do without caring about what anyone thinks. That's when the dynamics started to shift. That is when men tried to impress me. That is when men started trying to convince me that they were a good partner for me, trying to convince me to give them my attention. So stop being so scared about what a man is thinking. Stop allowing him to decide how your relationship is going to go. You decide the rules. You decide who gets to be around you. You decide who you get to give attention to. The same voice in your head that is constantly thinking of the worst case scenario, constantly questioning whether or not people are being genuine, use that same voice to tell people what to do. Use that same inner voice to decide how your reality is going to go. Because something that a lot of people don't mention and really emphasize is that this is your life. It literally doesn't matter what anybody else wants from you. It matters what you want from them. Instead of you being scared or desperate for other people to commit to you, they should be desperate for you to commit to them. They should be scared what you think. Always put yourself in a position of power. Instead of putting other people up on a pedestal in your mind, put yourself up on the pedestal. Instead of thinking things like, oh, I wonder if he likes me, tell yourself, I bet he's so concerned about whether I like him or not. I bet he's obsessing over whether or not I'm going to give him a chance. I bet he's always thinking about me. I bet he wishes he could be my man. Start shifting that inner conversation to a place where you are the one in control. You are the one who people are trying to impress. You are the one who people are trying to seek validation from. This is literally the secret trick to how you manifest the best version of everyone else around you. Instead of being so concerned about you being perfect and you being the most beautiful and you being the best and the smartest and the most attractive and the most feminine, think about other people obsessing over being that for you. Think about everyone else being their best versions, the men being their most masculine version and most provider version of themselves because they want to be around you, because they want you to be the woman that commits to them. If you're still watching this video and you're taking this journey very seriously, then go ahead and type in the comments, I am a goddess and I deserve the best in my relationships. Another really important thing I want to talk about is how you respond to a man when he's testing your boundaries. So a lot of the times when you're not really conveying your standards and you're still not fully exuding the energy of your values and what you want, you haven't put yourself in a position of power, men will test your boundaries. So you'll probably get into a lot of situations where men will say, oh, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm just trying to see how things go. I'm not really sure if I'm ready for commitment. That is them testing your boundaries. Because if you want a relationship and you are looking for something serious, you would not tolerate or even give the time of day to somebody who's not 100% on the same page as you. Because use your logic, right? Somebody saying, I'm looking for a serious relationship, does not mean that they're committing to you. It's just their intention from what they want out of life. It's the impression that they're making on you. Are you going to go into a job interview that you want and you're going to say, yeah, I'm not really sure if I want like a real job. I might just come in some days, maybe some days I won't. You're not even going to say that because the employer wouldn't even give you the time of day for the interview. If they're looking for someone who is going to be there full time, they're going to only talk to people who are looking for a full-time job. That doesn't mean they're going to get the job. There are still other requirements. They still have to get to know each other and see if it's aligned, right? But it simply means that they're not even going to be considered. And men know this, right? Men know that if they tell you what you don't want to hear, that there's a chance you're going to just walk away. So if he's not scared of telling you something you don't want to hear, like saying, I'm not looking for a relationship, I'm just looking for something casual, even though he knows you are looking for something serious, that's his way of getting you to lower your standards. So you start projecting into your imagination all the potential things that could happen, and it becomes a situation where instead of you discerning towards them and deciding whether you're going to talk to them, now you start questioning yourself. Because when he's saying, oh, I don't really know if I'm ready for commitment, that triggers in your brain, oh, well, if I'm good enough, then he'll decide he does want to commit. And a lot of men know this. They know that women tend to be more insecure and they tend to take situations and internalize it instead of seeing people for who they are and realizing like, oh yeah, you are just not compatible to me. You're not looking for what I'm looking for. You'll realize that when you really commit to what you want and you stop just letting anybody have the time of day because you're only gonna entertain conversations with people that are 100% on the same page as you with similar intentions, you'll realize that people will start to change the way they talk to you. They'll start to change the way that they explain themselves. the person who is more secure within themselves has more influence. So next time a man tells you that he's not sure if he's ready for a relationship or he's not sure if he's ready for commitment, say, okay, I understand, that makes sense for you, but I'm looking for something serious, so bye. See how quickly he changes his tone. I guarantee you, 90% of the time, they're going to backtrack and be like, oh, well, you know, I am looking for something serious with the right person. Because you've just put yourself in a position of power. You've just made it very clear to them that you're not up for debate. You're not up for negotiation. Your standards aren't negotiable. You're not just going to tolerate whatever scraps are given to you. You know your power. You know who you are. You know what you want. And you're not willing to settle for less because you're not desperate for a man's attention. You give yourself all the attention necessary. You give that commitment to yourself. You commit to your goals. You commit to your beauty. You commit to your intelligence. You commit to your growth. So why would you settle for anything less? The third lesson I want to give you, and this one's kind of crazy and may sound a little bit weird, but when somebody does something wrong, like if a man crosses a boundary or he does something that you don't like, obviously if it's like not super severe, if it's very severe, then you just better walk away. But if it's something to where it's not a deal breaker for you, you're willing to overlook it if he corrects his behavior, then instead of reacting angry and getting angry at him, react with sadness. This will get a much better response. So instead of being angry at them and saying, oh my gosh, how could you do this? This makes me so angry. Like, I don't like when you do this. Instead, you can say the same thing, but say it from sadness. Say, oh my gosh, I'm just so disappointed and so sad. Like, I just expected so much better from you. I don't know what to do with this. This breaks my heart. When you respond from sadness, men, even people, anyone, you can use this in any situation, people are more willing to hear you out. They're more willing to take accountability for their behavior. Because when you're sad, when you're hurt, they have this like feeling of nurturing where they want to take care of you. But if you get angry at them, they're going to feel attacked. They're going to feel defensive. So being sad makes men want to take care of you and solve your problem. But if you get angry at them, they're going to see you as someone that they have to defend themselves against. They're going to see you as someone that they're fighting head to head with. Instead of them feeling that protector energy over you, they're going to feel like you're coming for their spot, like you're coming for their integrity, like you're calling them out and they don't like it. It makes them uncomfortable. So feel your feelings. If you feel angry at something, you're more than entitled to feel that way. But when you're communicating, try communicating with sadness instead of anger and see how differently they respond to that. Think about it like a parent disciplining their child. If they just are yelling at their child, the child's just gonna be angry back at them and say, oh my gosh, my mom is so rude. She's so annoying. She's always angry at me. She's always yelling at me. But imagine if the mom starts crying and is like, I'm just so sad. I can't believe they would do this. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. That hurts. That hurts your soul. You really don't want to make someone feel that way. It makes you want to like fix your behavior and not disappoint them and not hurt them and make it so like make them so disappointed. So that's a really easy shift that you can make in your communication, so that way the other person is more susceptible to your influence, because you don't want to be fighting over every single thing. The goal is to get what you want out of the relationship. And that's something that's super underrated, because a lot of people argue without their end goal, without a real purpose for it. A lot of people use their relationships to take out their anger and to like express emotions that they feel from life that they're not able to express in other areas. But that's not what your relationship is for. Your relationship is a sacred space for you to feel loved, for you to feel appreciated, for you to feel like you are getting what you want out of it. So the goal is always to get the outcome that you want. It's not to feel cool. It's not to feel superior. It's to get an outcome that you want, which is a healthy relationship with someone that cares about you and respects you and gives you the treatment that you deserve. If you want to know more about balancing your light feminine energy with your dark feminine energy and showing up more authentically when dating, watch this video next. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.